Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Tessa. We are starting about the third line with the words Amar Abiyasa Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. And in the Vilna source of daf, it's on Zion Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarah, Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we conclude with Machalikas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds that Torah is more chashuv than Tefillah, and therefore one is not going to stop learning even to say Kriya Shema. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that Torah and Tefillah are equal, so one does stop learning even to daven Shemana Esrei. Now on that, Amar Abiyasa Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yosef said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Asar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva. Rabbi Yechon is going like Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva. The Tanu of Abrasa tells us, Kaisei Sfarim Tefillin and Mezuzos, a scribe who writes Sfarim, meaning Sefer Torah, and Tefillin and Mezuzos, Mavsikin le Kriyashma, they have to stop writing to say Kriyashma, but Vein Mavsikin le Tefillah, they don't have to stop Davin Shemana Esrei. Now Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva Omer, he tells us, Kashem Shavsikin le Kriyashma, the same way that this cipher has to stop writing to say Kriyashma, Kach Mavsikin le Tefillah with Tefillin, he also has to stop to Davin Shemana Esrei and to put on Tefillin, Ulashar Komets of Seshal Torah, and all other mitzvahs of Torah as well. And so we see from here that Rabbi Yechon is like Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, because Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva tells us that a cipher who's writing a for Torah, and that's like he's being involved in learning, he has to stop to say Kriya Shema, so it's just like Rabbi Yechonon. But now it's the Gemara. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai agree that a person does have to stop learning in order to make a sukkah, in order to do a lulav, and that's because somebody else can't do the mitzvah for him? And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, doesn't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also hold that Alamei Lasois, a person's supposed to learn in order to do, in order to accomplish, and actually carry out the mitzvahs that he's learning about? And a person should not be learning and not do and not accomplish? If a person learns not to do, it's better for him not to have been created. And similarly, Amar Biechan, Rabbi Yechon says, if a person learns not to do, he doesn't accomplish, it would have been better for his shilya, for his afterbirth, or his placenta to turn on its face and for him not to have come into the world, which is basically the same thing. It's better for a person not to have been created if he's just going to learn and not accomplish mitzvahs. And so how could it be that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, don't stop learning in order to say Kriya Shema? And on this we answer, time to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's reasoning is because Zeshinu is Zeshinu, and this is learning and that's learning. We don't stop learning for a different type of learning. Learning Torah is learning Torah, and saying Kriya Shema is learning Torah. So we don't stop learning Torah in order to say Kriya Shema. As the Gemara of Tanin, we have a Mishnah that tells us, if a person reads from here and on, meaning if a person missed Zman Kriya Shema and he reads Shema after the Zman, Laif said he doesn't lose out, he at least gets Chayr like a person who's learning Torah. Now, what can we be Mashma from here? If a person says Shema in its proper time, it means it's more beloved than Divrei Torah. So therefore, even though this is learning and that's learning, if a person says Kriya Shema in its proper time is actually greater than learning. So a person should stop learning Torah in order to say Shema. And on this, Rabbi Yudan answers, Rishem Arichai, Aidei Shahayo taught the Divrei Torah. Since he was constant, he was always learning. His learning was on such a high level, he didn't stop for even a moment. His whole life was his learning. Lefikach, therefore, Ein Chaviv Al Vyasim Divrei Torah, in regards to him and his learning, Kriya Shema in its proper time is not greater than Divrei Torah. It's on the same level. And that's why Rishem Arichai doesn't stop learning in order to say Kriya Shema. Now, Omer of Balmari, he answers differently. All the Mishnah said was that if a person says Kriya Shema after the proper time, he gets chayr as if he read from the Torah. And what's the proper inference? If he says Kriya Shema in the proper time, it's like he's learning Torah. So actually, a previous inference, which is what caused us to ask a question of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's practice, is wrong. The real inference is that if a person reads Kriya Shema in its proper time, it's not greater than Limud HaTorah, it's equal to Limud HaTorah. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Kedaita, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Zlashitase, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omar, he says, Aisav Mikra, Mida, Ve'eino Mida. That's proper Girsa. If a person reads Psukim, he's involved in Mikra, and that's a good thing, but it's also not such a good thing, meaning it's not as good as Mishnah. It's not as good as actually learning Torah. However, Rabbanon of the Mikra Kimishna, the Rabbanon, they treat Mikra like Mishnah, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, a person does stop learning in order to say Kriya Shema. And moving on to Halacha Gemel, the Mishnah tells us, Lo yetze achayit b'machtei samach chasheicha, shema yishkach v'yetze. Achayit, a tailor, should not go out with his needle Erev Shabbos, samach chasheicha means right before it gets dark, meaning it's right before Shabbos starts. That's because maybe he's going to forget and go out into the Rishus Rabbim, and he's going to be over the Isra of Aitza. Furthermore, Lo yaliv l'rikul mosai, a scribe shouldn't go out with his quail for the same reason. Another din, Lo yipalas kelav, a person should not delouse his clothing, that means take off the lice from his clothing, and Lo yikra, he also shouldn't read, he shouldn't learn, and both of these things are L'ar Haner, he should not do so by the light of a candle, and this is referring to on Shabbos itself. That's because we're afraid that he's going to be mata the ner, he's going to tilt it in order to produce more light, and that's an Isra of Mavir, that's an Isra of lighting a fire. Now another din regarding a light, this lamp that's burning, Be'emes, in truth, Chazen Roy Me'echan Atinoikas Kairin, the Chazen, which is like the one in charge of the shul, it also refers to the Cheder Rebbe. He's allowed to look at where the children are learning from. Aval hu lo yikra, he's not allowed to read himself. Meaning the kids who are learning on Shabbos, they're allowed to use the candle. We're not afraid that they're going to tilt it, and that's because they're afraid of the Rebbe. But the Rebbe himself is only allowed to look where they're reading from. He's not allowed to read himself. And lastly, Kiyatsibai similarly says the Mishnah, lo yechal zavim mazavav bnei hergel avera, a man and woman, meaning husband and wife, who are both tame with tuma ziva, they're not allowed to eat together because of hergel avera. They might end up having tash with each other, which is usher. And the Gemara Rabbanan Beis on top quotes the Mishnah, Lo Yitzeh Chad Machtos, Amach Hashecha, Shem Yishkach V'Yitzeh V'Chulu. Now, Tani, we have a brass that talks about this happening on Shabbos. Lo Yitzeh Chad B'Machat Shebekelov. A tailor is not to go with his sewing needle pinned into his clothing, V'Layaliv L'Bekulmus Shebaaznai, and a scribe is not to go out with a quill placed behind his ear. Sometimes you see people put a pen or pencil behind their ear, so a cipher is not to go out like that. V'Layatzav B'Digma Shebaaznai. A painter is not to go with a paint swath of all the different examples of different colors of paint that he has. He can't go out with that on his ear. V'Layashulchani B'Dinah Shebaaznai. And a shulchani, a money changer, is not to go out with a coin on his ear. Vim Yatsu, if they did do so, Harel Patur and their putter, Divrei Meir, that's a Meir's opinion, and that's because it's not the normal way of carrying on Shabbos, so even though it's usher to do so, if the person did do, they're not chayv achatas. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Uman derech u'menasai, chayiv. If an Uman, a craftsman, does it the normal way that he usually does, he's chayiv. However, Hashar kol Adam, Yotze Mekach, all other people could go out like this because it's not normal. Now the Gemara asks, Machav Shitas Rabbi Meir, it seems we have a steer in the sheet of Rabbi Meir. The Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there. This is a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. Yatzas, if a woman did go out like this, we'll explain this in a moment, chayiv achatas, she is chayiv achatas, Divrei Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. And V'kayu Amar Hachin over here, he says this. What's the question? So Mishnah over there is discussing different types of jewelry that a woman is or is not allowed to go out with on Shabbos, and mentions a machat, a needle with a hole in it, pinned to her clothing. And Rav Meir doesn't allow her to go out and says that she's actually chayv achatas if she does do so. Now here's the problem. Even if you want to say that Rav Meir holds, it's not considered a tachshit. It's not an ornament, so she can't wear it. That still shouldn't be machayv or achatas, because it's just like a woman carrying a pin in an abnormal way. It must be that since Rav Meir is machayv or a karbon, that it is considered normal for a regular person to go out with a pin in their clothing. The problem is that here he says that a craftsman, such as a tailor, who it's normal for to go out like this, is not chayiv when he has a needle pinned to his clothing and goes out to Rosh Hashrabim. So for sure, a regular person shouldn't be chayiv. And on this, Rav Mana Amar LaStam, Rav Mana answers this just Stam without attributing it to a particular Talmud Chacham. And Rav Oven says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Taman, over there in that Mishnah, Derech Haitzah Benashim. It's actually normal for a woman to go out with a needle pinned to her clothing, and that's why she'd be chayiv. Bram Hacha, however, over here, Tfeilin Yotzin Bekach, only amateur tailors go out with needles like that. They have to advertise, hey everyone, I'm a tailor, and so that's why they pin needles to the clothing. But a person who's already an experienced tailor, he's not going to go out like that, and therefore it's actually not considered a norm for a tailor to go out like this. And that's what Meir says in his brass over here, that a tailor that goes out with a needle pinned to the clothing is pater. L'chadchili shouldn't, but if he does, he's not chayv a karbon. Now the Gemara asks, Macham Shitas and Rabbanan. It seems we have a steer in the sheet of the Rabbanan. Who are the Rabbanan over here? Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is usually the one that argues the Rav Meir. What's the steer? Detain Taman over there in that very Mishnah. It's taught Acham Paitin Acham Pater Bekay Cheles Ubitzleichel Shal Palyatain. That if a woman goes out with a spice bundle or a flask of Basalm oil, some sort of perfume, so she's pater. Now what can we infer from there? Habe Machat Nekuva Chayiv. And if she goes out with a needle that has a hole in it, she would be Chayiv. And the problem with that is that Hadahi Uman Bemunasai Chayiv. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda only said that an Uman, a craftsman, someone that it's his omnes, it's his job, if he goes out with this, then he's Chayiv. But a regular woman who goes out with a needle on her clothing, that's not her craft, so why would she be Chayiv? And on this, on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Avon, Tifter, we could explain, Beisha Gadeles. This woman is a Gadeles. She's a hairdresser, a Shetelmacher, and she uses this needle to part women's hair, and therefore it is considered her craft, it is her omnes, and that's why she's Chayiv. And continue to explain, we said, V'loi Palas Kelev L'Araner V'chulu. So now we're going to talk about delousing clothing. The Gemara now tells us, Afil B'chol Aser, even during the week, it's Aser to delouse clothing. The Rosh Hashanah, Shein Adarach Kavod, it's not B'chavadik. It's going to disgust other people when they see somebody taking a lice off their clothing and throwing it down on the street, and so that shouldn't be done in Rosh Hashanah. Now, Tani, we have a Brass that tells us, Afil Kelev, somebody who delouses their clothing, Noitel V'Zayrek, he's allowed to take off the lice and throw them away, Ubavat Shalay Yimlo, as long as he doesn't roll them in between his fingers. This is all on Shabbos. Rolling the louse in between the fingers weakens it, and that prevents it from going back onto his clothing. However, on Shabbos, this is usur because we're afraid he's going to kill it. Now, Abishalom says, Mael Vazirik, he could roll it and throw it, as long as he doesn't actively kill the louse. And the reason why Abishalom allows a person to roll it is because he holds that even if it was killed, it's only Nisr Drabanon, so therefore there's no problem of being Mael it. Now, Chizkia says, Hari Kina B'Shabbos, Kahari Gamal. If a person kills a louse on Shabbos, it's like he kills a camel. In the same way that killing camels is 100% usur according to everyone, so too killing a louse, even though it's very tiny. Now, we have another practice. Shmuel Makateya Yadav Ragla. Shmuel would cut off the hands and feet of the louse that he pulled off his clothing. V'yav Lakumi Mainuka. He held that killing it is only an Isser Drabanan, so he wouldn't actually kill it. He would do something that brought it very close to death, but he wouldn't kill it himself. And Rabbi Yisra Rabun, Yav Le Goetz Luchisa. Rabbi Yisra Rabun would put it inside a pitcher of water that's not actively killing it, but later on it will die. Now, Rabbi Shimon Chalavta asks as follows. V'lami Chilazon Shamanu. Didn't we learn from the Chilazon, which is the snail that we get the Tcheles die from? And that's where we learned that one is not allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos. The chilazon, the snail, it has gidim and atzamais. To some extent, it has sinews and bones. And so it's only in regards to something similar to the chilazon that's also to kill it on Shabbos. But lice don't have gidim and atzamais. That's what we're assuming right now. And therefore, there shouldn't be an issur of killing them on Shabbos. Or to this, the Gemara Gemara answers, Tani, wasn't it taught in the Braisa, called over She'in Lo Gidim Atzamais, Eine Chayersim Shish Chadashim? Anything that doesn't have Gidim Atzamais, it can't live more than 6 months. But since lice do live more than 6 months, it must be that they do have Gidim Atzamais, and that's why it is an Isser Daraisa to kill them on Shabbos. Now, how do we know that lice live more than 6 months? Demar Rabbi Yis Rabban B'shem Rab Zvid. Rabbi Yis Rabban said in the name Rab Zvid, and here's a very interesting Gemara. Seeing our modern day science, we do not understand. That doesn't mean it's not true, it just means we don't understand the wisdom of the Chachamim. But here goes, Achas L'Shav HaShanim, once every 7 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machalef HaSolamai, Hashem switches over his world, meaning there are certain things in this world that change form after 7 years. Kamkama Misavid Chu. A Kamkama, which is a type of sheretz, turns into a Chu after 7 years. And Rav Pada, he tells us, Char Afar, which is a type of bat, Misavid Shade, that's a proper girsa, it becomes a demon after 7 years. And Mamisa Duresha, a head louse, Misavid Akrav, turns into a scorpion. Now already we see from here that a louse lives for more than 6 months. It lives for 7 years. The Rashi just continues, Udemanya, a louse found on clothing, that's from the Lashon of Mana, which means clothing, it's a mummy, it becomes a spider. Continue with more, Toil Asa de Susya, a worm found on horses, Yudamar Alpha on top, Misavda Urai, it becomes an Urai, which is some sort of sheretz, Udesarta, this worm coming from an ox, Dabri, it turns into a wild sheretz, Tzavua Hazachar Nasa Nekeva, a male Tzavua turns into a female one after 7 years, Achbra de Tura, a mountain mouse, Misavd Chazir Bar, it becomes a wild Chazir, Shizarta Denuna, the spine of a fish, this is referring to a dead fish, Misavid Nadol, it becomes a centipede, and Udbar Nasha, the spine of a person, Chive, turns into a snake after 7 years. However, Amosai, when is this? Bizman She'ena Korea, Kol Kaimasai, Ana Shizra. That's only when he bows Maidim, he doesn't bow all the way until the vertebrae of his spine pop out. Then, that person, after he dies, 7 years later, his spine is going to turn into a snake. But a regular person who does bow by Maidim properly is not going to have that happen to him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about using the light of a lamp on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.